Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What is the significance of today beyond the end of the quarter? I know that's probably on most of your minds. For many around the world, November 11th is remembered as Armistice Day, the end of World War I. Or Americans celebrate today as Veterans Day. And yet, Christendom for centuries has celebrated St. Martin of Tours today. All of these remembrances are not unrelated. The life and ministry of St. Martin can be remembered as being characterized by the words of our text, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Born in what is now Hungary in the early part of the fourth century, Martin grew up in a military family. His father, a career Roman army officer who had risen through the ranks. Neither of his parents were Christians, but Martin became a Christian and a catechumen as a youth. In spite of his faith, the expectation of the time was that the sons of military officers would also join the Roman army, and so Martin was pressed into service. Legend has it that while serving in the army, Martin was riding into Amiens in what is now France, and came upon a poor man shivering in the cold. Martin took his wool cloak, cut it in two with his sword, and gave half to the beggar. That night, Martin is said to have had a vision of Christ wrapped in the half of the cloak he had given to the beggar. "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Martin was soon baptized, left the army, not without some controversy, studied for the ministry, and served in pastoral ministry characterized by pastoral zeal, devout piety, charity, and speaking out to civilian authorities on behalf of others. The other half of Martin's cloak, or kappa, became a holy relic carried by French armies. A priest was assigned to care for the kappa. He was called a kappa-yani, from which we get the title chaplain. So it is appropriate that today we remember St. Martin of Tours, not only as a devoted pastor, but we remember him as a veteran and an inspiration to military chaplains to care for our military members and their families. To do that, though, let's first go to our text that was read previously. In the text, please note that no one stands before the throne based on their works. Both the sheep and the goats are unaware of the eternal significance of their action or their inaction. Their action or inaction are simply external symptoms of faith. And it is God, who is truly at work here. He's the one that makes us sheep through Christ's death on the cross. We are declared righteous by Christ's blood shed for us. God has made us sheep by his blessing. "Come, you who are blessed by my Father." We have been blessed. Blessed that God has sent his Son to die for us and win for us forgiveness and a new relationship with him. The works that sheep do are really an outgrowth of faith, of God working faith in us. So we look to God to continue to work that faith in us, which he does in his word and sacrament. Our wills become less and less, and his will, his works grow more and more in us. That's why the sheep are surprised. It was not their doing, it was God working in them. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? Does the tree ever decide, I will now make an apple? No. The apple tree, the apples just come. It's part of being an apple tree. Our military members are often the least that our Lord is speaking of in need of our care. With less than 1% of our population serving in the military, most Americans don't have firsthand knowledge of the burden borne by our troops. They are often out of sight and out of mind. For example, the young 18-year-old who has left home for the first time to go to boot camp, a terrifying experience to have one's whole world wiped away only to be replaced by people yelling at you. Or the combat veteran who carries both the physical and emotional scars gained by doing what we, our nation, has asked him to do. Or the young father who has to leave his little children for 6 months while he deploys on a ship, or his wife left alone to care for those children by herself. Or the Lutheran service member who is deployed for a year without the opportunity to receive communion. No Lutheran chaplain. I experienced this in Kuwait prior to OIF when I started a Lutheran service and a young Lutheran female officer begins crying as I serve her communion. And when I ask her if everything's all right, she simply says, it's just been so long. Or the young sergeant who disagrees with the LGBT agenda that's being thrust on the military and needs an advocate to stand with him to voice his concerns to leaders. After 15 years of the present war and the many previous wars, there are many veterans in need of our care, many veterans who are the least of these, who need us to speak forgiveness to the warrior wrestling with guilt, to walk with service members and their families through the very challenging military lifestyle, or to advocate for them on the front lines of the culture wars. What is the significance of today? It is a day to celebrate that God graciously sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us and to rise again to make us his sheep. It is a day to celebrate that God chooses weak vessels like St. Martin and like you and me to reach out to our world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. I was a soldier away from home and you became my friend. I was a Marine deployed in combat and you baptized me. I was a sailor missing my wife and you gave me hope through the gospel. I was an airman serving overseas and you celebrated the sacrament for me and my family. I was a Coast Guardsman, guilty over not quite being able to rescue everyone, and you spoke Christ's forgiveness. I was a veteran, haunted by the past, and you listened to me. The King will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all limited human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.